Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
When I'm thinking about this game, walking into it, look, USC and Oregon play very different types of football right now. And I think that makes for real fun. We kind of chatted the other day about you've got one of the top offenses in the country facing one of the top defenses in the country. You know, I kind of spun it on its head, and I'm a little more interested in the Oregon offense versus the
USC defense.
Mm-hmm. But it kind of got me to thinking, like, if you're Oregon, what style of play do you want? You want to stick to the run game, correct?
Yes.
You want to slow this game down.
You don't want to
play a little Iowa Big Ten football and slow it down.
Take the Notre Dame game plan. That's what you want to do.
Because I think the thing you really don't want to get into, and I'm excited to ask Tyson Alger about this, I think one of the things that is scary to get into is I don't think you want to get into a shootout. Now, for me as a casual, non-affiliated observer of this game, I'd be very interested in a shootout, and not because of high scoring and it makes it on the line, but I'd like to see Dante Moore in a shootout, if I'm being honest with you. I know Jaden Maiava can do it.
Yes.
I know he can do that, and he's got the weapons to do it. I'd be interested just for, like, film study, case study, to see how Dante reacts if, in fact, it does turn into a shootout. I don't think it will.
No.
Personally.
The line is 55. I think the score that I called for a USC win would probably be like 30-23. That's where I think it goes. But if it does get above 55, that's because both Maiava and Dante Moore are out there cooking.
Mm-hmm.
Because look, Oregon's probably going to win this game. I have no illusions about that. But I don't think that you're just going to stop USC's offense. I don't think that's happening anyway.
I don't think so either. That leads me, like, if USC would prefer a shootout, and Oregon would prefer a slowed down run game, which team is more equipped to do the other?
I think they both are.
Yeah.
That's the reality. I think they both.
It's kind of like flipping that, you know, high octane offense, high octane defense. Well, let me see the other side.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of what I'm thinking here. Like, can USC slow the game down and run the football the entire time? I think they can. I don't think they want to.
No, I don't think they want
but
to.
But I think they can. Can Oregon turn the up tempo on and start slanging the rock?
Mm-hmm.
I think so, but honestly, have we really seen it? Because even in their blowout wins, that's just efficient offense.
Yeah.
That's not high tempo.
Their explosives are coming from...
Despite the national narrative thinking that they're explosive still.
Well, they are.
Not explosive, but like high-octane Chip Kelly style. They're not that.
They're
anymore.
Not that. Their explosives come from really good run blocking. That's where their big plays come from. They lead the nation in explosive run plays.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's where they make their money. They spring those massive runs. I think they had, what was it, something like 56 now explosive runs? I think they're where they're at. Somebody correct me if I'm wrong. I think that's where they ended up coming into this game. But I mean, they get like, you know, five a game.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and you got three different guys that can do it.
Yeah. And that's the thing is, then if all it takes is one Kenyon Sadiq play to over the top, or one Gary Bryant Jr. or Malik Benson, like one of those guys, and all of a sudden now you're on your heels and you're guessing. I'm going to ask Tyson about this, but I want to kind of primer you with this one.
Shoot.
USC and Oregon only have two common opponents, Northwestern and Iowa.
Okay.
Oregon beat Northwestern 34-14.
Correct.
They beat Iowa 18-16.
And that 14 is kind of in the back end for Northwestern.
But. Okay, USC beat Northwestern, where'd it go? 38-17, and Iowa 26-21.
Very similar.
Very, very, very similar scores. Different games.
Yeah, my pushback would be, and before, I don't mean to cut you off, my pushback would be Northwestern was kind of in that game for a little bit.
They had
against USC.
Well, they were in it in the first half, and then they were non-existent.
And then they were non-existent. But they were pretty non-existent for 3.5 quarters against Oregon.
Yes, but with Northwestern, it was their scores. The early score was a broken run. That hell of a play by Kumalafe. He broke a massive cutback run and just took it to the house. It was like, oh, where'd that come from? Other than that, Northwestern didn't really do anything in that game.
So you're trying to make the you're making the case that these teams
in their common opponents, it's been different games. Oregon has limited them, their opponents, more defensively. USC has scored a little bit more while giving up a little bit more. And that's why I just kind of look at that because we don't really have any many strings to pull on as far as like comparisons. And so I look at that and I go, is this game maybe closer than we think it is? Because, again, I was talking to a bunch of Duck fans that covered the Blazers last night, and every single one of them said 9.5 is a stupid line. It should not be 9.5.
It is really tough.
9.5 just feels like too much.
I know I'm not a gambler, so I know I wouldn't touch any spread. But this is a game, for a gambling purpose, I wouldn't touch it. I have no idea where to go. Because
it got bet up 10.5. It's back down to 9.5.
I foresee this being a close game and USC wins or a Duck blowout.
Okay.
Like, I don't see USC blowing out
Oregon. I don't either.
I think Oregon can win a close, tight game. Mm-hmm. I don't see USC blowing them out. That would shock me.
The over-under line is still 55.5. So, that hasn't moved.
55.5. Mm-hmm. That's not very high.
As I said, 30-23, that's 53 points right there.
So 30-23 could be possible.
Yeah, that's...
seven, yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of where I think this way. You want to say 31-24? Okay. Like, I think that's kind of what you're dealing with. But if USC is held to 24 points, that will be... You just tip your cap to Oregon at that point.
Coming in on the text line, something that is worth saying is that Oregon was on the road for both of those games and SC was at home.
Yeah.
So that could be if you're looking for a tiebreaker, so to say. I'd probably lean the Ducks on that.
Oh, yeah. No, I just thought it was interesting that both those scores were relatively close.
When you're looking at common opponents, yeah. Especially in the Big Ten where everybody's new to the situation. We don't quite know how it goes.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.